Well, Money Matters, it comes along every Monday with Steve Lowry in the chair. And, well, this week he's a little critical of certain professions and the noise they make around investments and what's happening on markets and stocks and all of these kind of things. Steve explains why they make that noise and why we should not listen to it. How do you block it out? Let's let him tell us how.
Well, it's amazing, Tegan, how many people are out there, in particularly in the media, and you know, you're one of the better ones because you're on this show, Money Matters.
I'm also clueless when it comes to money, so I don't like to give advice.
so it's great because what we're trying to do is get rid of all the noise and just get some clarity around what are some of the fundamentals of investing. But unfortunately, in this day and age, with all the media, social media, etc., there is so much noise out there trying to influence people on what they should or shouldn't do. And sometimes they're not even trying to influence you. They're just a journalist that has to write something for the next year. And so the editor says, tell me what's going to happen over the next 12 months in financial markets. So what do? They go to their crystal ball and then they make some predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, if you as an investor read that, you might say, well, yeah, this person is credible, they are experienced, I'm going to act on what they're saying. I'm going to read a few things in a minute. You'll be really surprised.
All right. Okay. So tell us a few of the predictions as they're definitely not Nostradamus by the sound of this.
All right. Let's go back to the past.
Okay.
So this is in early July last year. So one newspaper said, investors are bracing for another year of event-driven volatility on the Australian share market against a backdrop of subdued growth and earnings. All sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes, right.
And that was the warning from that newspaper. And then looking at another analyst, they said that they warned that the Australian market would at best struggle within a narrow range in 2016-17, caught between bouts of market paranoia and a sobering backdrop of low growth, low inflation and low returns. Now, remember back in July last year, we had a few other things happening. So we had the Brexit vote, the US presidential election, the prospect of higher US interest rates, all that was on the horizon. So one prominent investment bank guru said parts of the Australian market were already at that point in bubble territory. Another said oil stocks were shaping up as one of the few sectors likely to outperform as oil stockpiles return to normal. So let's go forward 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Tell us.
The Australian and global share markets grew by over 14%.
I remember our conversation just a couple of weeks ago where you were giving us the 12-month review. And
yeah.
I think even the ones that were the least performing were 8%.
Yeah. And unfortunately, imagine if you made an investment decision based on that. And this is where it's a little bit dangerous if you're a self-directed investor and you know, you're doing your own research. All that noise is generated, what was designed to generate attention.
Mm.
And generally, how do I get your attention? Give you a little bit of fear. And so, as they say, bad news sells. And so, you know, if you're making decisions on those sort of things, it's really hard. So the first point I would make is it's impossible to know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And if you want that kind of stability, we've had this conversation before, that shares may not be for you. If you're going to give yourself a heart attack by looking at the share market every day, there may be another way that you're going to have to grow your wealth because they might just be too much for you to handle.
Well, the key is that all those things are happening in the economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that. If we go back 20 years and look at what's happened, or indeed we go back 100 years, the Australian share market has gone through two world wars. We've had the oil crisis in the 70s, where we had 4 out of 5 years of negative returns on the market. We had interest rates go to 20%. We had the terrorist attack in America and a couple of other wars over that time. Over that whole 100 years, the Australian market produced a 10% return nearly every decade.
Goodness.
So what does that tell us?
We're pretty stable.
Well, you know, global markets were 11%.
Year upon year. And then decade upon decade. But day upon day, that's where you get yourself in trouble, isn't
day
it?
Day upon day, year upon year.
That's right.
So it would make sense that if you don't know the future, and we spoke about this recently, that it's really impossible to know what's going to happen to the price of a share in the future, because the only thing that will influence that price is new information.
Mm.
And once that new information is released, it's factored into the price in the market instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to profit on that information is ridiculous. So to take all this noise out, the important thing is, as we've spoken about so many times, is have a good understanding of your risk profile and what your goals and objectives are, and then get the right diversification between shares, property and cash that suits your requirements and your goals. Make sure you diversify those holdings really broadly and work with markets, not against them. And then you can just sail through the years. And if you've designed
your
portfolio...
You make it sound so easy.
It is really easy. You know, if it sounds complicated, it's probably gambling.
Yeah.
You know, it is. When you narrow down from an academic point of view, the best thing you can do is capture those returns, keep your costs low, keep your taxes low, and make sure that if you're retired, that you've got enough liquidity in your portfolio so you're not selling your growth assets when markets are down. And if you've got that designed right, you should have complete confidence that no matter what the journalist says, what's going to happen in the markets, the economy, or the world, you've got the highest probability of achieving your most important goals. And that's a sleep at night portfolio.
I like it. I like the idea of being able to sleep at night.
Yeah.
And as always, information and advice given is of general nature. So if you would like some more information based upon your specific situation, please contact your favourite financial advisor. ABC Tropical North.